Shmaitza, Shir, Thursday night, or Levav Tammuz. We're up to Shmaitza, hey, Perek Vav. The truth is, a lot of the things that we talked about way back in the first Perek and the second Perek, I see that the Shmaitza himself is bringing up these points. It's just taking them longer than it took us. Like, he develops certain ideas over the first 6-7 prokim, and we, Baruch Hashem, we really talked about it on our own in the first parak, in the second parak. But he really talks about, like, now today's parak is a lot of the ideas we talked about back in the first parak. There's a vote to chaz a parakei. I'm chaz a parakei. He doesn't mind because he didn't learn parakei.
It's not fair for me to vote.
Rabbi Greenspan doesn't. He was here. You decide. I mean, what?
I already expressed my opinion in the past.
Right.
You
don't
like chaz a
parakei. It's always right. Okay.
He is remaining diplomatically silent.
He wanted to do that.
Hey, when you have a share of this size, you can't afford to antagonize anybody. With what he said in the last parak, we're going to end up causing what he said in the last parak anyway. Because he says, with what he said in the last parak, nearly Yashiv Divi Rashi, Parak ain't sudden. The Shmaitz is about Marzikin Miyasal Yasser, ain't Marzikin Miyasal Yasser. All different kinds of cases where something is Osir. And then you have a Suffolk if a new Isser happened. And you know for sure the first Isser went off. So is it a Suffolk? Or is it really three possibilities? One possibility is that it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Osir. Another possibility is that there's a Cheskas Isser. If the Suffolk is Noiland when it had the first Isser. So even if you know for sure the first Isser went off, are you listening?
I'm listening, I'm not really getting it yet.
Why?
Yeah, but
if something's Osir, and now you know for sure the first Isser went away, and you have a Suffolk and the second Isser came. So we've been discussing three possibilities. That the thing is considered to have a cheskas isser, because machzikin me'isser le'isser. It's not 100% sure why you would say that. So we gave a few possible explanations. The thing is in a state of being usser, and we don't really look at the reason it's usser. So therefore it's becheskas isser. So now when the suffix is nolad, so now you know for sure the first isser went away. For sure, it's only nogei after the suffix was nolad b'shas when the first isser was there. For sure, so it's cheskas isser, and memela it's asur b'teres vaday cheskas isser. That's if machzikin me'isser le'isser. That means you the cheskas isser continues. It's nimshach, even though you know for sure the first isser went away. Like the classic example would be what he's about to bring down, the way Rashi explains. And Rashi learned that becheskas isser even menachai. Now you have a suffix who was shechted properly. So you could say, okay, maybe it's also a suffix because maybe it wasn't shechted properly. But that's not Ravuna's statement. Ravuna's statement is more than suffix osir. It's becheskas isser. That's called vaday. It's chazaka. Rashi learns what cheskas isser is there, Eva Menachai. Now, you know that Eva Menachai ain't there anymore. It's dead. Even if it became an avela, even if it was not shechted properly, you know there's no more is Eva Menachai. So that's machzik in the isser le'issa, you're machzik from the isser Eva Menachai to the isser avela. There's another possibility that there's no chazaka, but the thing is still also misafik. There's a third possibility, which is Rabbah, and not all cases are the same. There's a third possibility that there's actually a Cheskes Heter. That maybe even when the thing was Osur, it was Becheskes that it's going to be Mutter, like an animal. Let's say, tonight is going to discuss this. Let's say there's a chazon, it's becheskes now that it will be mutter when it's shechted. So even though it's a poil osur now, Rabba really says it, but an eshes ish. A woman's married to a husband, but he talks about becheskes heter l'shuk when the husband dies. So there's a suffix. If she's not for the Yibum or not, Rabba actually talks about a Cheskes Heter. So we've been learning in the first five Prokim really three possibilities. There's no Chazaka, there's no Cheskes Isser, because you know it's not relevant to Isser, because that Isser went away. And there's no Cheskes Isser in the second Isser, because you know Sufik in the second Isser came. So it's but it's also Misafik. Another possibility is there is a Cheskes Isser, and machzikim me'isla iser. The third possibility is that there's a cheskes heter. That we say, like Rabba does, ishazu b'cheskes heter l'shukai me'is.
Shouldn't that only apply if it's something we know is going to happen? If she dies before him, she'll never be mutter.
But, no. So what? That's not what happened. You know she's b'cheskes, a woman who's married is becheskes heter, that when her husband dies, she'll be mutter. That's what machlokes may be Rabba and Abaye and Yevamos. I'm just talking about the concept. The concept is that there theoretically could actually be a cheskes heter. Cheskes heter for such time as when this Isser falls away. The Cheshbon, as he talked about the first five prophets, I just spoke out the three possibilities that have cropped up as we went through the first five prophets. Three possibilities. They're obviously related, because if you hold Machzik and Mitzvah Isser, you're saying not only is there no Cheskes Heter, but there's a Cheskes Isser. No Cheskes Isser, it's still possible it's also Misafik. No Cheskes Isser, but it's also Misafik. Then there might be a Cheskes Heter. But then he really Yashev, so he said a couple of Yesodos in Parak 5 that he's going to build on that now. But then he really Yashev, Divir Yashev, Parak Ein Sodin, or the Yom Ravuna, this is like classic. You have a suffix if it was a proper shechita or not. So she's Cheskes Isser. Cheskes Isser, what Cheskes Isser is there? Now you know it ain't Eva Menachai anymore. The Ixubitosis, the Yisur, Eva Menachai Poka, even if the animal was not shechted properly. If you ripped apart its throat, the Heino Mishum Toisus assuming, and the Pashtus you would say that's like this Rashi and Toisus. Rashi is almost clearly saying Machzikim Yisul Yisur, and that's Toisus Taina. Ain't Machzikim Yisul Yisur. Heino Mishum Dei Machzikim Yisul Yisur, and Yisur Harishay Tavar Hutai. Now he's going to answer Rashi. He's going to explain Rashi. According to what he said in Parak Hay, it's not Mukhrum that Rashi holds. Machzikim me'isser l'isser. Say why? Rashi says it almost the famous. What he said in the last Parak, that he talked about the Cheskes Heter, that it's possible he was machalic in different cases, and he said in general when an animal is osur, you can't say it's Cheskes Heter. I Rabbah. So he explained that Rabbah's case is different. Because really, the woman's natural state is to be mutter. So she has a husband. So when the husband, she's becheskes heter, maybe, Rabbah. She's becheskes. When the husband dies, she's mutter again. But an animal, you don't have that. So you really cannot talk about a cheskes heter when something's also. Under normal circumstances, you wouldn't say, says the Shmaitzer, that an animal has a cheskes heter l'cheshei shochet. You wouldn't say that, because, as we said in the last parak, logically, when something's asur, you can't say it's in a state of being mutter. Even he's going to be mechalik. Hold on to your horses. He's going to be mechalik. Lufi mashakasav nunicha. In the time of the Rabbah.
Wait.
In other words, so he would be saying, according to this, he's saying really, maybe it's not really becheskes iser. It's becheskes iser, and that's why you can't talk about a cheskes heter, and the mitzvah is aser misafek. The bottom line, the mitzvah is suggesting in Rashi, Rav Huna, that an animal that is nofel, sofek, mishchita, maybe according, is only also misafek. Right. Maybe Pshat and Rashi is he's only coming to explain why there's no cheskes heter. Well, since it's also misumeim and menachai, so you can't talk about a cheskes heter. Exactly. That's what the Shmaitzer is coming to say. Right, so it'll be also misafek. Now, it doesn't sound like Rav Huna is saying that. Because Rav Huna is saying, V'hemezu v'cheskes isra'i medes, ad she'ivod l'lecha b'menishchata. And our whole lives we learned that means it has a cheskes isra'. And we're looking for what that cheskes isra'i is. But now the Shmaitzer is suggesting that all Rav Huna is saying is v'hemezu v'cheskes isra'i medes, and that's why it has no cheskes heter. Nice, it's also misafik. Maybe it wasn't shechted properly. Now, the ha. Now he's saying, I Rabbah says that a woman who's married has a cheskes heter l'shuk for when the Baal dies. So if there's a suffik, if she's kukul yibum or not, if she's a tzaras ervo or not, she's becheskes heter. Rabbah says she's actually becheskes heter l'shuk. The time of the Rabbah, the Isha Zu, Cheskos Heta Meshuk, Avogad the Noila have Sofek, the Eden Isura, your Sofek, if she's a Tsaras Erva or not, happened when she was still happily married. The husband didn't die yet. He gave a get, a Sofek get to the Erva, let's say. Ella, the Bukilah Becheskos Heta, Lichayomos Baila, right, Al Tashrenu Misafek, the Mois Baila. The Hashta Kivin Shemes, Arizu Muteres, Moishayzu Muteres, Koilim Shinoin and Asafek, Ayubay Nisal Sabal. The Chazoka is a projection for the future. She's going to be Mutta when the husband dies. Uda Chavosa, you relax. Uda Chavosa, what would be if an animal's a Safek Trefa. So even if the suffix trefa is noilad mechayim, if you use Rabbah's reasoning, so you say suffix trefa, but the behemoth was becheskas, then it's going to be mutter when it's shechted. So you want to answer it because of suffix trefa, al tasren be suffix, if becheskas had there for such time when it's shechted. Even if the suffix was noilad mechayim, when the animal's asur, but it has a cheskes heter l'chshei yishokei. Afilu noilad asafik mechai. Shreis asur v'shimeva menachai. Afilu ochi mukilo b'cheskes heter. K'moi shreis umuteres b'shchita kaidu b'shenoilad. Sofek. Al tasrena mi sofek mi shenishchet. To the shchita becheskuset the kaim. Aval, here's the key point. But if there's a sofek, if it was shechted properly, so you can't talk about a cheskuset and l'chshe yishachet. You don't know if it was shechted. Aval, I'm not even a sofek b'shchita atzma. In Rav Huna's case, there's a sofek in the shchita. The moisa shchita ruya. Shapa machzik in oisa b'isser. Yisavim and Achayilis and Avela. I don't like that lotion. He doesn't mean what he says. He just means he can't give it a cheskisete. But there's no cheskisete, because so his whole point is to say that Rashi does not necessarily hold Masik and Yisavim. The Lekalim Emukim Cheskosa, Kimo Shaisim Uteras Kaidim Lachain. Kivin Yasur Aizim Shamevim and Achay. Maizu was also. The Lekalim Emukim Cheskosa Licheshe Yishchotena. It's going to be mutter, but you don't know if it was shechted. Kivin asavik v'shchit atzma. Nishchit ha-karoi. Chosu nishchit ha-karoi. Shchit ha-zu me'oilam l'hoyamater. So, what Rashi means, v'heimu b'chayev b'cheskos isser ha-medes, it means it's b'cheskos isser b'poil because of Eva Menachai. So it doesn't have a cheskos atzma. Ah, you want to talk about a cheskos atzma l'chshe yishokit? But you have a sofik if there was a shchita. So when is it relevant? When there's a suffix a treifa. So even if the suffix treifa was noilad mechayim, when it was osur, even when it was osur, it had a cheskoseta l'chsei yishochet. And it was shechti. Now you have a suffix treifa, so it's a cheskoseta. Suffix reifa has a cheskoset. The animal has a cheskoset, the lichse yishachi. And it was shechted. Rahuna's case is when you have a suffix in the shechita. So there you don't have to say machzikim yisal yisr, even though the shmaita talks funny. That's really its whole point. You don't have to say Rashi holds machzikim yisal yisr. You just have to say there's no cheskoset there. When there's no cheskoset there, it's also yisofik.
What does Rashi hold by Lichishi Yamis Bala?
Rashi only says it when there's a suffix in the Shechita itself.
It doesn't hold.
Could hold like Rabba. He could hold in the Cheskosetter. She's the Cheskosetter, and when the husband dies, she'll be Mutter. And now he died! He died! Abel suffix Trefus. Shadishka to Koroi Shapir Muki lo Cheskos Heter Shoysum Buteres Koidum Lochein Kishayish Chatenach Lichishayish Chatenach Achinami Al Tasrena Akashchita Kim Koidum Lochein Vado Yoysa Shchita Kizu Matira Oysa. Now you want to ask for Misofik Al Tasrena Misofik. That's the Din Chazok Abel Sofik Beshchita Atzma Moshayich cheskos heter l'shchita moinish chato karoi moinish moinish cheskos heter l'shchita shen aruya zeh nochon heitei v'doi. Okay, good. Or any questions? The Roma case is she has a cheskos heter that when the husband dies she'll be mutter. Now there was a suffix that was noilad, maybe she's noifal yibum. So she was becheskuzetta. Right. Every chazaka you don't know. That's the point of chazaka. You don't know. So chazaka is a chazaka. Al tasrena mi suffix. But Ashish is becheskuzetta. So you can't talk about a cheskoset and look say yishachet. It doesn't do you any good. You don't know if there was a good shechita.
That's not done with everybody. You don't
know. No, husband died. Maybe she was noifel
yibum. Oh, we don't know. That's what we don't know.
Right.
That's
he was becheskes hetter, and when the husband dies, he'll be mutter. He was. Then a suffix was noilad. Maybe she's a tzara sarah. Maybe, I'm sorry. Because she was a tzara sarah, sorry. Now you have a suffix, was the erev in his garish or not? She was a cheska sarah l'shuk. Because she was a tzara sarah. She was a cheska tzara sarah, who has no din yibum. She's a cheska sarah l'shuk when the husband dies. You would be right. It would be, I don't know what you're bothered by, but the tzad to say, not like the Shmaitzer, it's so clear what he says, is if you learn that the issi of Omer Rishuk is like a hemshich of the issi Rishus Ish. It's like the heter of Mises Habal didn't work fully because she's noifel to the yib, to the yom. So it's like a little sort of a hemshich of the issi Rishus Ish. Then it would be like a suffik b'shchita. Because then a suffik which is noifel the yibum would be a suffik if the heter of Mises Habal worked. So then you can't say there's a cheskos heter l'chshe Yomus Habal, because you don't know if the heter of Yomus Habal kicked in. But it's not like that for Pashas. Maybe in the world of Lomdus it's like that, but in the Lamais of the coiled of the world, and the husband died. Now you have a new suffix. Maybe she was not fully evil.
Is the reason the suffix in the Shechita makes it not work, is that related to Svek Sveka?
The suffix in the Shechita,
you can't create a chazaka because there was a suffix, right?
It's a suffix.
But we can't say there was a suffix chazaka? That's what I'm getting at. In other words, if the suffix
is,
was a suffix, if there's
a suffix. You don't know if the Shechita is right. Yeah, the suffix will. Something happened, maybe he messed up the Shechita. So, Ravuna b'pashtus means as a cheskes heter, cheskes iser, sorry. Big nafkamina. She eat it, you get malchus. Pashtus, you learn Ravuna saying there's a cheskes iser. And Pashtus, you learn in Rashi, machzikim iser, iser. And Tosfos comes up with cheskes sheino zvucha. With a chazaka, you get malchus. If you violate the chazaka, you get malchus.
Okay.
I'm going to stop the bus. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.